Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, you can back us on Patreon at patreon.com/Ragnarok.
All the cool people do.
Hey, listeners. Ryan here. If you want to chat with us, be sure to join us on our brand new Discord server. The link is available on our social media. So click the link and then press 3 to tell Eric to shut up.
We here at Ragnarok would like to thank the following patrons. Shadows.
Steve Ariza.
Michael Davis.
Steven Vest.
Brownie Davis.
Wee Willie Wilson.
Wheelchair Jim.
Savarik.
James Burns.
Boy Harkin.
Michael Drescher.
And several bats.
Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Hi. Hi, everybody, and welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play. Today we'll be playing Deniable, the game of unwitting spy.
No, we're not.
No, you denied it. You can't do that.
It's deniable.
Oh, yeah, you should deny it.
Yeah.
We're not playing Deniable.
Yes, we are. Damn it.
Ha.
You got
A game of unwitting spies refundable? And easy money. Refundable.
No, Will, you're not getting a refund.
God damn it.
This is our Paris, West Virginia campaign. This is episode 5. So today, I will be... Well, I'm Ed all the time, but...
today, I will be Ed.
I'm Ed. Today, we'll be playing... I'll be playing the director of this episode.
Today, I'm usually Klaus, but I'll be playing Will.
Only today, he's usually Klaus.
Playing Jamie, Bartholomew Smith. And he's a barista at Starbucks. And he's a hipster.
Hey, everybody. I am always Ryan. And today I'm going to be playing Miss Janet Alyssa Porters. She is married to Mike Porter, CPA. They have 2 children. Sandra, who is the straight-A student. And Michelle, who is my daughter and is the black sheep of the family. Janet works for the Paperclip Factory, where she is the personal assistant to Mr. W. Prescott Williams. H. Prescott Williams. I misread my own handwriting. And Janet is involved in this crazy organization because her husband is cheating on his taxes, and they are helping her cover it up.
Is nobody Bryan Cranston?
No, but guten Tag. I am Dieter von Hasselberg, and today I shall be playing Mr. Floyd David McTavish. He goes by Bud when they're in the field. He is married to his wonderful wife, Laura, and he is having an affair with her caretaker, Juanita, because Laura is paraplegic. She was injured after voting for Killary, which was, you know, the mistake she made. Floyd is the owner and operator of Floyd's Gas and Go. It is a gas station and convenience store here in Paris, West Virginia. In his free time, he enjoys bowling with his team, the Freedom Rollers, and drinking good old American Budweiser and supporting President Trump as he makes America great again.
So Will doesn't have a Freedom Roller, right? It was Eric, Ryan, and Chris.
Will doesn't have a Freedom Roller.
He wasn't here.
Right,
maybe someone wasn't there that night. They were sick.
Of all the things in this campaign to apologize for, Floyd is not one of them.
Nope. Floyd doesn't apologize. Also, as I have made perfectly clear, as a person, I hate Floyd and everything he stands for and everything he does.
And I should also mention that he's my uncle, and that I have a dog named Mr. Pumpernickel, and I'm married to a woman named Edith Smith.
And what else about Mr. Pumpernickel?
You don't think that's important?
My dog?
There's something about him that's special.
Yeah, I can hear him talk.
Okay, there you go. Thank you, Will.
Oh, yeah, my other contacts. It's my wife and my dog. That's it. Nothing else.
I brew my own beer.
No, oh well.
Oh, that's the important part.
Thank goodness you didn't leave that detail out.
My homebrew, while my dog talks to me. You're the freaking son of Sam.
I'm also addicted to social media.
No, okay. The point is, you always like bury that.
What, Mr. Pumpernickel?
The fact that he talks. You like that's it's a thing.
I know. But I thought the whole point was not supposed to think about it too much.
Why would that be the point?
Because I thought Chris wanted me to play it.
But you're you, not Chris.
No, anyway, but Chris is Mr. Pumpernickel.
Yeah, but Chris isn't you. You get to decide how you react to that.
I mean, it's funny.
Okay, this is an uphill fight. Might as well.
Alex has given up.
Yep.
Oh, Sisyphus, the rock just rolled down the hill.
Yeah. Sisyphus just sat down and said, fuck it.
Yeah.
Why didn't Sisyphus ever do that?
Nope.
He should have just sat down and said, fuck it, I'm
done. I'm not doing it. That's stupid.
then what would have Hades done?
I'm going to leave you.
Yeah. Fuck it, I'm done. I'm just walking up the hill. Look, there's nothing stopping me. Why do I have to roll that fucking boulder up? I'm just going.
All right, so...
Fuck your boulder.
Hey, you, guy of the rock, just get up. Don't let the vulture eat your liver. Just leave.
Holy shit, I could do that?
Dude, you have the power of fire. Just burn through the ropes.
Oh, yeah. Does Prometheus have the power of fire?
I don't know. He stole it.
He stole fire from the gods.
I mean, I figured, like, he had a torch. I didn't think he had the power of fire.
I don't know. Anyway, so the episode opens up with it's midday, it's the summer, and
Jumei, the hardest box to open.
The camera it's a wide shot of Menace Park. You know, you see the big Menace wheel spinning, and you know you
should probably describe the Menace wheel for those of listeners who didn't.
Oh yeah, the people. You see a big giant. It's a massive Ferris wheel that you could probably see from miles off. In the center of the Ferris wheel is the big maniacally grinning face of a purple beast. That well, I think we've talked about them. We've described the Menace in other episodes. The Menace is the mascot of Menace cereals, and it's like I think we described him as I think he's a big puffed piece of Menace cereal,
mm-hmm.
with like a big goofy grin, and I feel like he's got like huge wet eyes.
I kind of feel like he's evolved to be furry at this point,
uh-huh.
to make him a little more like kid friendly,
right. Huggable.
Yeah.
I feel like he's got big white gloves,
mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I feel like he has like one like curly strand of hair at the top of his head that sticks up like a spring.
Mm-hmm.
So his face is in the center of the Ferris wheel. Like, each of the little carriages are shaped like mini versions of him, and the Ferris wheel is spinning. In the distance, there is a Ferris wheel. It's big, but it's not as big as the Menace wheel. And it's eerily silent. You just hear from the Ferris wheel. And above it says white noise. No one will hear you scream.
You mean roller coaster?
Ferris wheel again.
Uh-oh.
I was wondering why there was another Ferris wheel.
Yeah, no.
I was like, where did that Ferris wheel come from?
Is there a competing park? There's like one sad kid on a Ferris wheel up top right looking at Ben.
It's right next to the Six Flags. It's just a Six Flags just, Ferris
and
wheel.
And then they just have another Ferris. They just have a park full of Ferris
wheels. It's Ferris. They call it Gearland because each Ferris wheel connects it to the other. They all move like gears.
That is like somebody's roller coaster tycoon hell park.
So the roller coaster white noise.
Do you know how offensive it is? You call me Gear Face?
So the camera, you know, it sort of swoops into Menace Park, Menace World. You see the, you know, big marquee above the gate that says Menace World, and you know, there's. I feel like the gate is probably like each side's half of the Menace, just like with his arms open wide.
Oh, God.
There's probably a Menace like right in the gate, yeah. too, like dancing around.
There's a dancing, yeah, of course. There's a dancing Menace right in the gate. And The camera just swoops in, and there's two men walking. One of the men, he's a decidedly average-looking man. He's Caucasian, probably. I would say, like, maybe 5'9". He's wearing a polo shirt and slide khakis. He's got some muscles. He's, you know, a little bit of a hefty guy. And his hair, he's got a kind of got it spiked up with frosted tips.
I hate him.
Next to him is a
frosted tips are purple.
It's even worse.
Are they purple? Yeah. Okay. They're frosted purple. They're like purple.
I'm gonna feel good about killing this guy.
Walking next to him is a very like studious looking man with a clipboard. He's wearing a button down shirt and a tie. He's got a pen and he's a health and safety inspector. So these two men are walking. Who wants to play?
See the guy from Jurassic Park.
Sure, why not?
I'll be the safe inspector. Sure.
Dr. Chuck.
So what is it? What is he inspecting here?
So why don't we say that it's an inspection because of the sludge flume? We decided in the pre-play that the sludge flume was a ride that was making everybody sick. So he's there. So they're walking by the sludge flume, and he's there to, you know, inspect the park because so many people got sick from the sludge flume.
It seems that other than the noxious sludge, everything seems to be in order, but unfortunately, it seems that some of the sludge may have seeped into the ground. We may have to shut down the entire park to remediate the area.
Shut down the park?
Oh. Yes, well, if anyone walks by, the sludge could continue to spread and release fumes from the ground and make many people sick.
You don't understand.
If we close down the park, well, that would be billions of dollars lost in revenue.
Well,
we'd still have to pay the employees.
I'm very sorry, Doctor, but I feel like I should say this is something that you should have considered before filling millions of gallons of toxic sludge into the tanks that were prone to leak.
You're right. Why don't you come into my office and we'll discuss this further.
Very good.
Would you like some cotton candy?
Oh, please, yes.
He reaches over and, you know, there's a cotton candy vendor, and he grabs two big purple puffy pieces of cotton candy.
I always love the cotton candy here in Medicine.
Yes.
That's the cotton candy sound that makes.
It's the pieces of the corn that,
He turns to, let's say that he has an assistant walking next to him. I'm going to take Mr. Harrelson into my office. Why don't you make sure everything runs smoothly, Andre?
Right, sir.
So the inspector and Dr. Chapek.
Sure thing, Mr. Luthor.
Go into his office.
All right, tell me. What's this going to cost me?
Well, the mitigation, of course. You're going to have hire a construction crew, get rid of the contaminated soil in a proper fashion, and bring in new soil, and then make sure everything's up to code.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, how much is it going to cost me to make all this go away?
Well, Doctor, are you trying to bribe a safety official of the state of... Are you trying to bribe a public safety official from the state of West Virginia?
No.
That's a capital offense.
I'm...
I'm just suggesting a donation to your funds. Perhaps a gift.
I'm afraid I'm not allowed to accept gifts for just this sort of reason, and our funds are come generously from the taxpayers of the great state of West Virginia. So he stands up. If you'll excuse me,
are
doctor,
you telling me no?
Well, I'm telling you that you have to get that dirt cleaned up, and we are going to have to shut down the park.
He stands in front of the door. Nobody tells me no.
What's wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with me. His head when he does that no, it like does that like the unnatural like twitching thing. No, there's nothing wrong with me. I'm just agitated. Because you're not listening to me.
I'm afraid it's you who's not listening, but the sooner that you get to work on this and...
Mr. Harrelson!
What are you?
Well, I guess the jig is up. And,
I feel like he, like, arches his back and starts doing that awful spider walk thing.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, he just arches his back and starts doing that awful spider walk. He just jumps on the safety inspector and starts just like beating his head into the ground until there's nothing left but like a bloody pulp. And then
down to the ground.
And then it as he's beating him, it just cut the camera pulls back, and you can see behind the you can see behind, like, let's say there's a mirror on the wall, and behind the two-way mirror, you see Nakamura is sitting there, and he's, like, completely, like, he's zonked out. And as his mouth is, like, he's just mouthing the words that, like, you see that Dr. Chapek is going, "No one says no to me!" And you just see Dr. Nakamura is just mouthing those words. Says no to me. And then it cuts back to Dr. Chapek, and the whole robot just freezes. Smoke starts to pour out of it, and then the thing just falls apart. And then it just cuts back to Dr. Nakamura, who's sitting in the chair, glazed over, and he just comes out of his hypnagogic state.
Get me something to drink.
Yes, sir.
It's still malfunctioning. If I'm going to replace this body, we're going to need to do better. We need to find a way to fix these flaws. See to it that that body is disposed of.
Very well. So Andre is standing next to Dr. Nakamura. He pulls out a walkie and he says, "Send in the menace to do cleanup." I picture like two guys in like body armor come in dragging this thing by ropes.
And I figured it's got like the long like poles with like the ropes on the end.
They kind of like throw it into the office and whip off the hood. It's this huge purple blob with like huge, you know, dewy eyes, and a huge like
body-sized mouth.
Yeah,
Dr. Nakamura is watching intently and like grinning. I feel like Andre kind of like turns away.
Yeah,
he does.
Watch.
this thing like starts sniffing the air and it catches sight of the body, and then it just like waddles over and we just see it like the shadow like leap on it.
Oh, sir, that's awful.
She may have been a bitch, but Madame Mutato did great work. Now, if we can just get those idiots from the organization to come visit, we'd have a surprise for them.
And the camera just pulls away as he's laughing.
We hear laughter and slurping noise.
Yeah. And then the credits start to, the opening credits roll. Burning, 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 burning.
It'd be really, I think it'd be really funny if it comes back and Ryan's character's kids are bugging the mother about going to Menace World.
The scene I had planned is a slice of life scene with Janet.
Okay. I do like that. So it transitions to Janet and Mike in the car. The girls are in the back seat.
So yeah, you're driving them to school, and you're driving them to school, and Mike is driving. You're in the passenger seat. He's gonna drop you at work, and you're gonna drop the girls at school. And the girls are watching. It's a minivan. It's like a mom van. So in the back, there's...
Are they going to school? Because you said it was summer before.
They're going to camp.
Okay.
Camp?
And there's a TV in the back. And it's a... when the credits end, there's just... The Menace is just on the screen. And it's like, you know... it's singing a song about coming to Menace World. And, you know, then it just shows, you know, come, enjoy our attractions, like the white noise. And then it's just, the roller coaster is, peeling down, and you just see people with their mouths wide open, but there's no sound coming out of it. There's just that horrible white noise sound.
No one will hear you scream.
Madame Mutato's House of Horrors. And there's just like a character actress dressed kind of like Madame Mutato, just like cackling madly, and they're all like sort of like zombies and monsters around her. And you know, so they're like watching this commercial.
Girls, turn that off, please.
Why, Mom? That place looks awesome. Can we go?
Absolutely not. That sludge ride was recently condemned. I'm waiting for the state inspector's report to come back.
But Mom, it's so cool. It just cuts to the television, and you see Boris Kovalchuk. I gave Menace A+ thumbs up.
Okay, look. I just believe that there are more productive ways to spend your summer vacation than cavorting in some amusement park, which is why I'm sending you two to camp. Sandra, you
how old are girls?
I think they're high school age.
It says to a girls' camp, Ma.
Will, you're Mike.
We're Mike? No, well, I'm...
Well, why doesn't Alex play the other girl so that you can play your character?
Oh.
So, yes, Mike's my husband. He's a CPA. Sandra is the my stepdaughter. She is the honor student. She gets straight A's. And Michelle is my daughter, who is the black sheep of the family.
So am I Sandra or
you're
Michelle?
Sandra.
I'm Sandra.
So I say, Michelle... You need some structure in your life, and Sandra needs to unwind a little. So, Your father and I figured it would be a good idea to send you both to camp.
Dr. Chapek appears on the screen, and he's just like, this week we're having family week at Menace World. Come with your family, buy one ticket, the rest of the family gets in for free.
I mean, I think it could be a good opportunity for us. I mean, I've been wanting to do some research on the social dynamics of people in large groups for a paper to get extra credit for the start of school.
Oh, I'm sorry, I threw up.
Michelle, be nice to your sister.
She's not my sister.
Mike, a little help?
Hold on, honey. I've almost got this deal knocked down.
You're driving! What, you're driving?
Oh, shit. you look up and your car is in the wrong lane.
Okay, listen. You pull this goddamn car onto the side of the road. I am taking the wheel.
You're driving,
and Ryan's character dies in a horrible car crash. From
Oh my god, Dad! You have to stop using your phone while driving. It's illegal.
Sorry,
geez, Mike. Come on,
take it away from me. Just take it away from me. Get away.
You can keep your phone. I'm taking the driver's seat. Get out. So I'm picturing,
I think Ryan's character is just married to Will.
I'm picturing Mike pulled over and because
I wouldn't be playing tennis sports all day.
She gets out and she just like hauls you out of the driver's seat and points over to the passenger seat.
Your dad's in trouble.
Just shut up. He slouches and he walks over to the passenger side. He gets in.
Someone's sleeping on the couch tonight.
Shut up.
Don't talk to me that way, Mike. Okay?
Okay, Michelle, don't talk to your stepfather that way, please.
Is he your stepfather?
Yes.
Okay.
So Janet gets behind the wheel, and she just, like, she takes a second. She just, like, rubs her temples and takes a breath. Starts the car, and then she reaches over and snatches Mike's phone away from him and says, I changed my mind. You can have it back when we get home.
All right.
Now tell the girls why they're going to camp.
All right, so...
Wait. I want to hear Will's reason for the girls going to camp.
We want to broaden your minds and want you to get more active.
Jesus, Mike, you said it with a little more conviction.
That was real convincing, Dad.
It must be something about your gene pool. It just makes me throw up.
Sorry, but I hate lying about it.
Okay, you know what?
Here we go. We're sending you to camp because we're tired of the fighting.
At least somebody's honest.
You know what? We really do need to broaden our minds. So how about a little bit of classical music? And she turns on the radio.
Family Day!
I'm trying to... Pachelbel's Canon is playing.
Oh, of course.
And she just like cranks the volume all the way up. It's very enlightening.
I love this piece, Janet.
I feel like Sandra's like pantomiming, like playing, and like Michelle's just like, she starts like banging her head on the window.
Mike's just enjoying it.
Right. Mike's thinking about all the drafts he's missing.
Well, that too.
Mike like reaches over for his phone, and Janet slaps his hand.
We cut to. To Jamie. Jamie is sitting at home. What is Jamie doing at right now?
I'm saying he's probably
masturbating.
Masturbating. No, actually, that's a good idea.
It's the morning, right?
Yeah,
he's masturbating.
He's No, he's testing the gravity of the beer right now.
He's testing gravity.
He's jumping off the roof.
He's testing the gravity of the house.
He just pulls up a beer, crashes to the ground. Yep, still works.
So you're in.
No, that's actually a true beer standard.
No, it is. But you just had like a long pause between gravity and beer. He's testing the gravity.
You're in your brewery, in your garage, and a deep comes in. Babe?
Yes?
Why haven't you been paying your student loans off?
What?
She, walks over to you and she hands you a bill. It's a late notice. It says that, you're a month past due. I thought you were paying those.
I had it set for a payment plan.
You ran out of deferments.
Well,
6 months.
It was supposed to go through every.
Well, they're saying that that you never made your last payment, and the payment before, the check bounced.
What?
Yeah, I don't even recognize that bank account. What account is that?
It's a company account that they started using.
Oh, okay. Well, you better talk.
I got to call Starbucks.
Yeah, you better talk to Mr. Wilson and
Starbucks bank account.
You do realize who's actually paying, right? You know what?
I know exactly who it is. I'm just.
You better speak to Mr. Larson and find out what's going on because
This
is going to bring your credit into the shitter.
I know. I got to go have a discussion.
If we ever want to stop renting, we can't afford that.
I'm going to text.
That sounds like a very personal conversation.
I'm going to text. What his name was?
Dr. Esquizzilli. He's not around anymore.
But I still have his number.
Yes, but you found out the last game that he was carted off as a mole.
He was, like, arrested.
Yeah, they're not going to let him answer your text.
You're in a deep, dark hole in the ground, but the cell phone text.
Well, then I'm taking a trip to the bowling alley.
Okay.
I'm about. All right, and I go to the bowling alley.
All right, so Stan's there. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, Stan, is the new owner here?
I haven't seen her in a while, and though to be honest, I kind of try to avoid her. Ooh, she's giving me the willies.
Yeah, I know, but I need to talk to her. Is there some way to contact her? She didn't give me any kind of information last time.
I mean, you could check her office.
I'll go knock on her door.
Okay. you knock on her door. She's...
Bang on the door.
Yes, come in.
I walk in.
Ah, Mr. Smith.
Hey,
Mr. Smith? We're Bartholomew,
right? Smith.
Mr. Smith, fine.
Mr. Smith.
Hi, I just had a little issue. When I was dealing with Mr.,
Dr. Esquizzilli.
Dr. Esquizzilli. I was getting paid for like our jobs and stuff. I haven't gotten paid.
Yes. Well, you did miss that one operation.
Yeah, but what was the one before it?
Well, we paid you for that one, and then you missed that one operation, and you didn't get paid for that one.
I mean. We had a deal worked out that
if you worked for the organization that you would pay
that you would pay off my loans.
But you're missing the key word here. You have to work for the organization.
I am working for the organization. Even though it failed, we still worked.
No,
for
I'm not talking about that one. I'm talking about the one before, the one where you were concerned about the injury on your arm and you stayed home.
Are you kidding me?
You didn't work.
I was injured.
There is no sick pay for this job, Mr. Smith. That was not part of the arrangement. As far as I'm concerned, Dr. Esquizzilli has been coddling you. Mr. Ravioli didn't get paid for his last mission. He sat that one out, too. He's in the hospital having been stung terribly.
Yeah. I was like, how's he going to get better if he has no way to medical?
Well,
We can't pay for his medical.
I'm just picturing it cuts to the hospital and his ex-wife is just there.
Berating him.
And he's in a full body cast.
Well, now that you can't talk back, it's time I got some things I need to say. And you're going to lay there and listen. Because if you don't, I'm going to tell the doctors to take away your epinephrine. You never took away my power of attorney.
You just hear birch.
Yes, well, if he wants to see another dime from us, he'd better get out of that bed.
He can't move.
This is a pointless conversation. If you would like to continue to get funds from us, then you will continue to work for the organization.
Well, then you haven't given us any missions recently.
Well, then, why don't you come back tonight at 8 o'clock? Tell your friends. I have a good one for you.
All right. Fine.
Mr. Smith, thank you for your service.
Thank you. And I walk out. And I don't even call. I go over to Floyd's.
Okay.
My house?
Yeah.
I'm all right, not there.
So we'll do,
all right, I go to the gas station.
Okay, so we'll that's good. So we'll
I work for a living.
So let's cut to
this have off in the morning.
Let's cut to Floyd. It's early in the morning, so you're like cleaning out the coffee machine and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And let's just like Jamie, you're leaning against the counter talking to him. So we'll just start like mid scene.
Can you believe that?
Well, I mean, you didn't work.
I was hurt. I couldn't work. If I would have worked, I would have gotten more injured.
Yeah, no, I get that. It's kind of shitty, but I mean, you didn't. I mean, they're paying us for a job, and you didn't do the job.
Lousy millennials.
Yeah, I mean, this is just more of your entitled millennial
just,
culture.
Well,
thinking.
What about this is just like universal thinking you do, healthcare?
Thinking you get, do you get like a participation trophy?
Sorry, what was Chris's character's name again?
Antonio.
But Antonio, she just told me he needs to work, and he's in the hospital. He can't even move.
Well, I mean,
how's he supposed to do anything?
Well, I mean, that's, you know, what happens when you get hurt.
When you get stung by, that's what happens when you
that's
get
what happens when you get stung by, what was it, 1,238 bees?
Something like that. Well, anyway, I got one more question. Does she rub me the wrong way?
Oh, yeah, no, she's terrible.
But I miss the other guy.
Yeah, Dr. Escargot was pretty good.
Yeah.
He was a nice guy. His presentations were great.
Do you ever feel like that they're not telling us the full truth?
I get a feeling there's a lot they're not telling us.
Like, I don't know, he didn't rub me that kind of that way, you know?
Wait, now I don't follow you.
I mean, like, he was arrested, right?
I don't think I'd put that official of a word on it. Like, he's not going to court anytime soon.
I'm just saying, like, he just doesn't, he's still the kind of type, you know?
Well, people can surprise you.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, we have to work, or else I'm getting nowhere.
Well, then why don't you call your boss at Starbucks and ask for more hours? Isn't that how you paid your student loans before we started going on super dangerous missions?
Yeah, but they were barely being met, and the credit was finally starting to improve.
Well, I mean, I know it sucks, but something is better than nothing, right?
Yeah, but she wants us there tonight.
Oh. Oh, like we have a job, you mean?
Yeah, we have a job.
What time?
8. Usual time.
All right. Well, I'll tell Laura I'm going to be at the bowling alley. That's the truth.
Yeah, I'll text Janice.
Who's Janice?
Not Janice.
Why Janet?
Janet.
Oh, Janet.
Janet.
So you guys come around the corner and there's just a guy standing there holding like a bag of pork rinds. Hi.
Hello.
What's up?
I wasn't listening.
don't care.
Good.
We were practicing a play.
It's, Macbeth.
Oh, okay. Here.
Thanks.
And then he walks out. We'll cut to, so we'll cut right to the drop scene. So you guys are, once again, you're waiting in the you know, the boardroom.
Mm-hmm.
The underlying boardroom.
Yeah. Oh, no, you walk in and you guys are waiting around for your, you guys are bowling. I like this better. You guys are bowling and you're waiting for, it's like 8 o'clock and you're waiting for your balls to get taken. And your balls just keep coming back.
I mean, I'll just keep rolling. That's fine with me.
Jamie, are you sure that,
you should be here at 8 o'clock?
Okay. What is her name again? I'm sorry.
Mrs. Somerville.
Mrs. Somerville. I should go get my iPad, because that has the dock on it.
She, so she opens up her office door and she comes out. Gentlemen and lady, this way.
Oh, we're not doing the thing?
It's all a bit theatrical, don't you think?
Kind of liked it.
Please, this way.
I follow her.
Okay. Yeah, so she calls you into her office. You know, it's a small, like, you know, like, small office. Administrator office. You know, there's barely enough room for the four of you to sit in there. She's behind the desk. She opens up her laptop, and then she reaches into her desk, and she pulls out some file folders. Here you are.
Oh, no, no presentation?
No, I think, this is a serious agency with, life or death situations. The safety of American interests, at home and abroad are at stake here. I think it goes a little bit beyond PowerPoint and, flash animation.
Sometimes the clip art helps get the point across, but it's alright, it's okay.
I assume you can all read.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you'll open up to page 5, that is a picture of, and Ryan, you recognize when you open up the dossier, you recognize Dr. Chapek, who was on that commercial that your daughters were watching.
This man was on the commercial for Menace World.
Yes, that is the proprietor of Menace, Dr. Marius Chapek. Though that is not actually a man. That is a...
Is that a woman?
No. It's an imperfect cybernetic facsimile of a human.
Mrs. Peacock was a man?
Imperfect?
Yes.
That looks pretty perfect to me.
There are still some flaws.
I don't know. His tips are purple.
It's to match Menace Land.
It's a little over the top, don't you think?
I mean, you like your job, you like your job.
Now,
do I need to wear a man bun for working as a barista? I do not. But I do.
You do.
Wait, if I want you,
you're contradicting your own.
If I need your input, I'll ask you. I'll ask for it. Thank you. Now, Dr. Chapek is an avatar for somebody you all may be familiar with. Turn page 7.
A what?
A second body.
What's on page 6?
It's just information about Menace Land.
Okay.
And you all recognize Dr. Nakamura.
I've never seen him before.
Pictures of him. That is Dr. Hideki Nakamura, as you know. We believe that Dr. Nakamura is planning to vacate his failing
flesh body and claim a digital one. He's going to try to download himself into a computer.
Yeah, I was thinking that. I couldn't comprehend it.
He's going to try to download himself into a computer and then use robot bodies to interact with the real world.
My technology is real?
Well, it's being developed, and we believe Dr. Hideki Nakamura is this close to cracking... To cracking creating perfect human replicants. We want that technology. That's...
Okay.
Okay, I have a question. Why do you want it?
Well, we certainly don't want Menace to have it, and it would be much more useful in the hands of the organization who's doing good work.
Okay. Just wondering why you want it. But
imagine if you wouldn't have to put your own self at risk, if you could instead put your brain into a copy, into a robotic duplicate.
Like some kind of life model decoy.
Exactly. Instead of Jamie putting himself in danger and risking getting shot again, you're going to send a robot in to do your job for you.
Like a Terminator.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
If you'd like. So we want you to break into Menace, destroy all records of this plan, and bring home this plan to the these plans to the organization.
Okay, so we need to get copies of them and destroy the ones in Menace.
Correct. Are you all ready for a trip to the amusement park?
What, right now?
No. You can take tomorrow off. Why don't you go? I'd say today is Monday. Why don't you go for a weekend trip with the family? Don't take your family.
You just said to go on a weekend trip with family.
I was trying to be clever.
Oh.
No. So this weekend you'll head to Menace and you'll do what you do best.
Okay.
Okay. What could we expect to find there? Like, where is this secret robot lab?
Well, that's your job to find it. It's somewhere on the premises. I wouldn't know.
Okay.
But you'll probably find opposition in the form of deadly robots.
Great.
Well, we'll do our best. Yes, I'm sure you will. One other thing, and I wanted to break this to you as gently as I could. As you know, your former leader, Dr. Esquizili, has been incarcerated by the organization for treachery. It pains me to do this, but I wanted to play a little recording for you of the proof that we have that he is a mole. And she reaches down, she presses a button on her laptop, and it's a conversation between Dr. Esquizili and White Noise, and he says, "Yes, well, they've been sent." Yes, and they will be arriving later tonight. Well, that is part of the plan. Yes, I'm aware. I'll make sure none of them find out. Yes. Until next time.
Cool. He was talking to that static man?
Yes, White Noise. Here's a digital copy if you want to listen to it and make sure that it's genuine. I'd like to get on a level of trust with you. I feel like we've gotten off on the wrong foot.
So do we get a little bag? Dr. Esquizili would give us a bag.
Oh, yes. They'll be waiting for you, and you can grab them on your way out.
Okay. Well, I've still got 3 frames left, so I'm going to go.
Yes, yes. Good luck.
Our cred refreshes?
Yes. Oh, we forgot to do it previously.
Stuff happened.
Yeah.
Previously. Undeniable.
We just jumped.
Stuff happened! Alright, so, do you guys want to do any role-playing before we cut the scene? You guys walk out.
I just tell my wife that.
No, I mean...
Yeah.
Floyd goes back to the lane.
Okay.
He's got 3 frames left.
Alright, after Floyd walks out of the bowling alley once he's done, he finds Jamie hanging out with Janet. Janet's smoking because she started up again because of all the stress she's under. Floyd!
Oh, I thought you two left.
We didn't want to talk in the alley. We were afraid that Miss Somerville might be listening in.
Hmm. Well, what did you want to talk about?
What do you think of this new mission?
I mean, I think it seems like all the other missions. Why?
I don't know. Something's not right. I don't think that Dr. Esquizzilli was the type to sell us all out.
You could take that. If you listen to that conversation, could be him talking to a higher-up, and they just put White Noise's soundbite over.
Could be. I mean, it's just
it's White Noise. Exactly. You could use anywhere. You could use from a TV.
I don't have any way to prove that. Do you? Are you some kind of computer genius?
No, but I can tell you that it can be fake.
If somebody spends a cred, I can say that you know somebody who can verify.
I'll spend a cred.
Floyd does not know that person.
But I will. I'll spend a cred.
All right, so who do you know? What's his name and describe him?
His name is... Let's go with Mike.
Why don't we go with a name that isn't already a character?
Let's go with John.
Did anybody see what Ryan did?
Yeah.
What?
Broke the rubber band?
No, I flicked myself in the head. I don't know where it went.
Don't thought you were making fun
That's
of
what
me.
What I get for playing with a rubber band.
No. Okay, so...
I was making fun of Will. I was laughing at Will.
So, okay, John.
No, he's a computer... programmer.
Does he have a handle?
Like, he's got a Silatron.
J0HN.
does I...
Cyberdyne.
I haven't paid much attention to that part. I'm not that computer savvy. So for social media.
Okay.
He has a... His handle is something hack. I can't remember.
Bitman?
Yeah, his name is Bitman. Let's use Bitman.
I like something hack, I don't remember. That's his handle, something hack.
I'm something hack, follow me.
I'm something hack IDK.
something hack IDK is
no, I
an hacker name. Now I broke the rubber band.
Alright, anyway.
Now you have to eat all those munchkins, because that's where it came from.
Yeah.
So what's his handle? Is it Bitman or something hack IDK?
I mean, something hack IDK is funnier.
Okay.
Bitman's a good callback, though. Mm.
Yeah.
Let's do Bitman.
Okay.
I contact him. I call him.
Hello.
Wow.
How did you get this number?
John, it's me, Jamie.
Oh, hey, Jamie. What's up?
you know, we see each other every day at Starbucks.
Yeah. Listen, are you still going to pick up my shift next week?
Yeah, I think I still do it.
Thank you, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Hey, man, can you isolate audio and pull it apart?
I could. What kind of audio are we talking about? Like,
I've been doing like a side job.
Bless you, Alex.
I'm doing a little side work to make a little extra money on the
Sorry,
side.
I'm in the scene right now.
John wouldn't say that. So.
And
John's rude.
My new boss kind of just we just kind of just let go, and then our new boss like was our new boss is trying to, you know, say he did these bad things, and he like gave like personal information off.
All right, Jesus, I'm bored of this story already. Just tell me what you want. Give me the audio and tell me what you want me to do.
I just want you to see if you can prove whether or not this is real or not.
All right. Upload it to the upload it to my Dropbox, and I'll.
Yeah, no problem. I do that.
All right, so
I was trying to be as cryptic as possible.
I think John doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
All right. So before we get to the mission, we'll do one more slice of life scene. Janet, you're at work. You are trying to get everything in order so that you could take the weekend to go to Menace World.
All right.
You're walking down the hallway with Mr. Prescott. You walk by. I just have this picture in my head, like you guys are walking and having a conversation. You walk by, like, "Oh, hi, Harold," and Harold is just like climbing out a window to try to get away from you. Hi, Janet.
Working hard or hardly working? I picture he lets go and point.
Was Mr. Grimley just trying to climb out that window?
I don't think so, sir. That would be grossly unsafe, and he's supposed to be on shift for another 3 hours.
Right. Anyway, the reason I brought you down to the warehouse, we actually are honored. The head of the inventor of the Bendaroo 3000 has actually come to give a demonstration to the entire warehouse staff on the functionality of the Bendaroo 3000.
Oh, really?
Yes. And we wanted you to show him around the facility. He's just finished his presentation.
He just stopped in. This wasn't on my schedule at all. This is highly irregular.
Yes, well, he actually said he was here to meet you personally. He wanted to. He had heard that you were going places.
Okay. In that case, I'd love to give him a tour.
Yes, and please, Janet, please impress him. This is one of the greatest roboticists of our time, and he is probably going to make great headway into making what was the name of the company?
Paris Paper Company.
No, Halla
Burton.
No, PP&F was a part of.
Hold on.
Hildebrand Technologies. We're really hoping that we can get him on board for Hildebrand Technologies, and we need his approval. Here he is. Janet, meet Dr. Marius Chapik.
All right. Janet's eyes go wide, and she just sort of forces a smile. Dr. Chapik, it's such a pleasure to meet you.
Miss Porters. Yes, Marius Chapik. Chapik Robotics.
No, I must say this is an honor. You look oddly familiar, sir. Have I seen you on television before?
You may have. You know, I actually am the proprietor. I'm in business with Menace Cereals. I produce all of the animatronics for their Menace World.
The theme park commercial.
That's right.
I have two young girls, and they both adore your park.
You know, I insist you and your family come to Menace World this weekend.
Oh, really, sir?
That
is too generous of you.
You, the girls, and that husband of yours.
Much, much too generous. I You know, I will have to see. I will have to see what they're up to. My girls are away at camp currently, and well, Mike is busy as a beaver.
Cut to yelling at his screen about a trade gone wrong.
Just like spread eagle on the couch in his underwear.
God damn it!
I won't take no for an answer. If anybody wants to jump in, is Mr. Hildebrand,
Mr. Williams, yeah.
Mr. John, I would love to go. In fact, don't worry about it. All your work's taken care of for this weekend.
Oh my God, Mr. Williams, you shouldn't have. Really, that's.
Hey, that's just the kind of family we are here at the Parrish Papercook Factory. We look out for each other.
It's very good to know, sir.
Yes.
Well. Right. I think you owe me a tour of the facility.
After all that you've generously given me, I couldn't, you know, but repay you. Come, step this way. I will show you our factory floor, where we're putting your robots to very good use.
And uncomfortably walk off toward the factory floor.
I picture like this. There's a window, when we walked by, Harold before it was like up on a catwalk, we walked downstairs, there's a window, and we just see Harold like fall outside in the background.
Alright.
Nobody worry, I'm okay! I landed on this pile of paper clips! I made it in tetanus shot.
Alright, let's jump to the mission. So, how do we want to get to the park?
What, was Janet bringing her family?
Yeah.
I think I have to.
Well, they're probably driving. I'll drive Jamie.
Oh, yeah, you're not getting in my Prius.
Yep. That just means we're listening to Echo Wars.
I offered the drive, and he showed up 10 minutes before I was to pick him up, and then the truck goes, we're going on this.
See, they're trying to silence Alex Jones now. Do you hear this? They're kicking him off the Twitter. They kicked him off the Facebook. He can't go on the Instagrams anymore. It's just, he's just got his radio show. He's not even allowed on the YouTubes. It's all part of the globalist plan to shut up the truth.
We have actual proof that Hillary Clinton is a Sith Lord.
Hear that? You voted for a Sith Lord.
Yes.
They killed the Jedi.
Yes. Yes, yes, Uncle Floyd. Hillary Clinton is a Sith Lord.
It's proven. Makes sense.
It does.
That's why she didn't go to Michigan. She thought she was going to Jedi mind power all of them.
The Jedi exist, yep.
It's an official religion. It's a recognized religion.
Yep.
Ignorance.
Alright, so, Janet and her family are walking up to the gates.
Okay, girls, and Mike, remember...
Should I do the rest of the game like this?
Uh-huh.
Everybody's got to behave themselves today.
Oh, of course, Janet. Thank you so much for bringing us.
Oh, thanks, Janet. Thank you so much for bringing us.
I'm going to push you off a roller coaster.
That wouldn't be behaving.
Girls, please, for one day, let's just pretend that we like each other. Mike?
Yes.
Can you put your phone away and just be in the moment for once?
Sure.
The game is going to be there after we finish with the park. You'll be able to see the score then.
Yes. Yeah, he cooks his Bluetooth on his head.
Now, I've done some research on the park. I've drawn out a nice outline on this map here. With a very detailed itinerary, so here's...
I want to go ride the Ferris wheel. Let's go ride the Ferris wheel.
But Mike, the itinerary.
Itinerary. Let's just go to the Pirate's Wheel. That thing is huge. I want to see all of West Virginia from up there.
Oh, wow. You could see West Virginia. That's so lame.
Hey, this is the third tallest Ferris wheel in the world.
And you're the third biggest loser in the world.
Girls, let's be nice. You girls asked to come here. So why don't we, and the company gave us this nice little pass to come today, so why don't we enjoy it? And I say let's start with the Ferris wheel, and then we hit white noise.
All right, that sounds pretty cool.
Okay, seriously, I researched the...
Yeah, all right, so let's go on the Menace Wheel.
But I...
They run off.
Honey. The kids want to go to the Menace Wheel.
She just like...
Hey, Mom,
we're getting along.
You know what? Fine. Let's do it. She like gets this... She just turns beet red. What?
Is that your phone?
Yeah.
Oh, it was making noise.
Oh. Weird.
Or something was.
I think you're hearing things. I didn't hear anything.
I heard something. I don't know
like
if it was
beeping?
That though. Yeah, but I don't know if it came from there.
I heard the screams of the innocent.
Oh, that's just because you're half in hell.
Oh. Yeah. So Janet just like turns beet red and takes the like pile of itineraries that she was about to hand out, walks over to the nearest trash can and just throws them out.
That's the spirit.
And then they walk away and you're just sort of standing there grumbling, and then from behind you just hear, "Why do you look so glum?
Oh Jesus!" And I turn around.
The money says it's time to have fun.
Girls, Mike went up.
That's the spirit. As you're running off, like you're gone. See you later, Janet. you don't hear it.
Yeah.
You're far. It's just what the camera sees.
Yeah.
See you later, Janet.
Is it Mr. Dink?
Very expensive.
All right, now remember where we parked.
Yeah, we're in J3.
All right. You gonna remember that?
Yeah, J3 is fine.
Welcome to Menace World. Do you have your tickets yet, or do you need to buy them here?
We need to buy them.
Do you have any coupons?
Yes, I have two Coke cans.
All right, that entitles you to one free ticket.
No, I didn't think you drank that stuff. Don't you talk
about
that?
That'll be $40.
How it's poison?
I picked one at the start of the day.
All right, here, I'd give him $40.
Yeah, we...
Don't forget to ride white noise. Nobody will hear you scream.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks.
Thank you.
So, yeah, you guys walk in and, you know, you just look around and you can see sort of everything. You see a big, giant ride. It's a big, it looks like a game. It's called the Cornhole. It's just... It's two cannons, and it's there are people like around the cannons, and they're in like they're basically wrapped in giant bean bags, and they're being fired out of the cannons at these big giant cornhole boards.
I kind of pictured it more as like a human slingshot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like they ratchet themselves aim, and then they pull it, and boom. All
right, that's fine. You look over, you see a ride called the Morning Star, and it's just, you see Morning Star's head in the middle, and on the...
That's a bad taste.
And there's, spinning around it are, you know, these different arms, and they're all, the arms look like chains.
It's Morning Star's head, but he's actually smiling.
Yeah. And the arms of the spinny ride they look like chains, and the ends of the chains are just big spiked balls, and it's, you know, it's spinning around. You look over and you see Madame Itao's House of Horrors, and of course you see White Noise, the roller coaster.
All right, now if you were a secret robotics lab, where would you be? I like open up the cartoony map of the park they gave us.
You find the secret robotics lab.
Oh, well,
yeah.
I'll go there then.
Would it
be look, right there. It's right next to the food court.
Yeah, I mean, it says secret robotics lab right there.
So why don't you make a deft?
What's your deft?
My deft is D6.
So is mine. I got a 5.
You got 7.
Oh, Will succeeded.
Okay, so
it's been cred to bump it up.
Yeah, but Will succeeded.
You are looking through the. You're looking at the map, Will, and the only thing you.
My flash.
What's that?
My flash.
No, you're not Chuck.
Damn it.
Too bad. That would make this a lot cooler if it was.
You find that there's a section of the map called Operations. It's very large, and it's, you know, it's an inaccessible part of a park. You know, it's locked, and you know, there's security in front of it, but that's where the park operations are run from. But it's inaccessible.
Uncle Floyd.
Floyd's staring at the map. I don't see a robotics lab here.
There should actually be a ride called the Secret Robotics
Lab. I just point to a bunch of buildings. I'm like, it's probably going to be here.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Wait, shouldn't we find Janet?
Yeah. Where'd you say she was meeting us?
I don't know. Where are we meeting you, Ryan?
Where were we supposed to meet you?
No. We have a 12 o'clock reservation for lunch at La Amenaza.
All right. Well, we've got an hour until lunch. I mean, we could go on White Noise first.
That's true.
It just cuts to you.
We got an hour until lunch. Cut to.
Yeah, the two of you are just on White Noise, and there's just, you're just like with your mouth wide open, and
all you hear is static. All I could hear was static and wind. I could barely hear the wind.
All right, so
that was terrifying. But it's so much fun. I want to go again, but we have to meet Janet for lunch.
All right, so let's cut to La Amenaza.
I'm surprised I got on off that ride within an hour. Unless we got a fast pass.
Jen, just to make things easy, we'll say that the girls and Mike are having too much fun. They didn't want to come have lunch.
All right, so in that case, Janet is sitting alone at a table for, what are we, we're going to be 7?
Yeah.
It'll be 4, or it'll be 6.
6.
It's 4 of you and us 2.
Yeah. Okay, so Janet is sitting alone at a table for 6, and she has, like, a comically oversized drink, with a little parasol in it.
Is it like a fishbowl with a straw?
Yeah, it's like half a pineapple full of rum with a little parasol and a straw. It's purple pineapple.
Menace punch.
Menace punch.
All right, here it is. Lamanosa.
They actually have like Heinz purple ketchup. They still carry it.
No, they just make their own.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Menace World, where itineraries don't matter and we can go off and have fun without any regard to what anyone else wants to do.
Wow, you don't sound bitter.
Well, you know.
We're not really here for the park. We're here for a job.
I'm aware. That's why I'm nursing this thing.
So in a way, it's probably good your family ran off, because now you could go do things in secret and just say, oh, Mom was angry, and I left. Got a bit of beer?
Sure, let's go with that. Did you guys manage to locate the secret robotics lab?
Yes. I think.
I pull out the map and show her the operations area.
Mm. That does seem like a likely place.
Yeah, that's where I'm going to guess it is. It seems like the only place that has, you know, security and that, like, unauthorized access and...
Right. So what's the plan for getting in, boys?
Well, we're thinking about doing a helo jump.
Wait, what?
I'm just kidding.
Well, I do have...
You could cornhole it.
I do have an asset. I wouldn't be expecting that.
No, the landing would definitely be shocking, though, because there wouldn't be any padding over there.
I do have something that I'm... I do have an ace up my sleeve. So Janet, like, reaches down into her shirt, and she pulls out a necklace. She unscrews a little bulb at the end of it, and she dumps out the spider that she kidnapped at the end of the last session.
Oh.
I'm sleeping.
Wake up.
Where am I?
You wear him?
I brought him along because I thought he might be useful.
Okay, just tell me what you want so I can get back to sleep.
We're at the Menace theme park.
What? Why would you take me there? They hate me here.
I get the feeling they hate you everywhere.
Now look, we need to break into the secret robotics lab and we need to know what you know about it.
Hideki's lab. You're going after that stupid malfunctioning robot he's always working on.
Malfunctioning?
Yeah, it doesn't work. It's got this tell. Anytime it gets too emotional, it twitches out, like glitches out. It's really freaky.
Well, that's good to know.
So what I do is get it angry and it'll just fall apart?
No, it's not that it falls apart. It just starts, like, wigging out, like it's glitching or something.
Might be useful to know.
Where's the lab? Do you know?
It's in the secret operations area.
See? Told you, right there.
And how do we get in?
Well, there's the front gate, but that's pretty guarded.
Anything else?
It's two kids with batons.
I mean, it's just a fence.
It's not, like, electrified or anything?
No. Nobody would really have any reason to go in there. It's pretty much just... Everybody would just assume that it's, you know, the offices of a theme park. Who would want to go there?
Maybe if someone was trying to, like, steal the head of Walt Disney or something.
Don't be ridiculous.
That's the stupidest thing.
Head of Walt Disney's Disney World. in the castle.
Thank you, Dr. Sludge. You've been more than helpful. Now, if you'll climb back into the ball, you can go back to sleep.
Fine.
I don't want to go back to sleep. I'm awake.
I can't go back to sleep. I'm awake. I can't fall asleep once I've been awake.
Just try. Just close your eyes. All eight of them.
I try. You don't know me.
You're a spider.
I have a question before you go back to sleep. Why do you have a coli?
What?
I mean, that's why they closed the ride down.
All they closed down my ride?
Yeah, because it had a coli.
Oh, yeah, it was making a bunch of people sick.
Those bastards. I don't have a coli. They probably tainted it after I betrayed them.
Yeah. Wait. Was the sludge actually, you know...
You?
You?
No. It was just, you know... It was made to look like me. it was me. I'd have control over it. I should have done that.
Damn it!
Well, four stats, 20-20, and I put him in the ball. Hindsight's 20-20.
Janet, you know, takes up the necklace and puts it back on.
All right.
Stay tight.
So we could just climb the fence or cut it. I'm assuming it's probably like barbed wire on the top, but...
Well, we'll see when we get there.
Maybe we can steal one of them security go-karts and just drive it through. Nah, that wouldn't work.
All right. So let's we'll go over to the secure area where there's a fence, like somewhere out of the way, like maybe by a bathroom or.
Okay.
We're gonna give up our table to some people waiting, right? Because
they're not gonna hold our table for us while we leave.
No, I'm just saying.
Are you guys gonna eat lunch first?
Janet, you guys get up to leave. Janet goes, wait.
I'm paying for
this. She just chugs the drink.
Floyd goes, Janet, we got something to do, and the waiter comes over. Would you guys like to start out with a plate of fried pickles?
Well, we got a minute.
Thank you for picking up on that.
So an hour later, belly's full.
Yeah.
All right, that was actually really good.
Janet has a bottle of water, and she's like popping aspirin.
It's vegan tacos.
So yeah, you guys are walking like towards the fence area.
I gotta say, I've never had a Corona before, but that was pretty good.
It is La Cerveza Mas Fina.
I prefer the Dos Equis Amber.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right. So, let's break into the secret robotics lab, destroy their files, and copy them, and then leave.
All right.
Except the guy knows who you... Well, they know who we all are. Never mind. It doesn't matter.
Why don't we disguise ourselves more?
Well, I changed my hat.
I mean, the guy that we were briefed about personally invited me and my family to the amusement park.
I'm not wearing my Make America Great Again hat. I'm wearing my American flag trucker hat. Totally different.
Speaking of which, I'm a little worried about them.
About who?
My family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, bringing them's probably a bad idea.
Well, it's not like you could leave them at home.
Right, but they're going to be in constant danger if they haven't already been kidnapped.
I'm pretty sure that they have.
Why don't you call them?
You know what? If they're kidnapped, I'm going to let them be kidnapped for a while. They deserve it.
I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying you'll know.
All right. I send.
You said you're Mike. You kidnapped?
I send Mike a message. Everything okay? All in lowercase. No punctuation.
Oh,
Mike's on waiting on one of the rides. He's waiting for cornhole.
Waiting for cornhole.
His phone says 1% battery life.
I
guess the message he's got
like five of those charger things that Eric
carries
around.
But it's not charging the phone fast enough for the amount of things he's doing on it.
God,
does he swipe her message away and then just keep doing what he's doing?
No, he looks the message and as soon as it comes through, the phone just dies. Just plug in for a while.
Everything what? Okay? Waiting for cornhole. You kidnapped?
Michelle walks up. Hey, Mike, I'm going to go to the haunted house.
Oh, you want to do this?
No. I'm going to go to the haunted house. You guys do this, all right?
All right. We'll meet you back at the, at that cotton candy stand in, 30 minutes.
Have fun hanging out with all your friends.
Hey, Sandra. Want to come?
Sure. Why not? The daughters
now, are... Now they're your friends, too. All right. Well, you know what?
Wow, Dad.
No, I was thinking out loud. Sorry.
That was a pretty good one, Sandra.
Thanks.
I guess you're not the worst person that ever lived.
Wow, thank you.
You know what?
Okay, that was pretty nice for me.
know what?
I'm going to come too. I'm feeling a little clumped.
Okay.
He was trying to split them up.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
I kind of picture the two of them go off, and Mike is just sitting there on his phone. He looks up and he goes, like, "Girls,
girls,
they're 14.
Yeah, don't text me on there.
Come on, Sandra, that was nice for me.
I guess.
Hey, so, babe, phone is kind of dead. Gonna charge it for a while. I'm fine.
So as Mike is looking down at his phone. A shadow, a blobby shaped shadow falls over him, and he just looks up, and then the scene cuts.
What the hell?
It's a menace.
Yeah.
I would assume. I would hope.
Yeah.
That's just some big fat.
What are you doing over here?
It's not even. It's just. I thought it was a menace, but it was just some big fat creepy guy.
It was like a cartoon fat guy came to life.
Alright, so...
So Janet puts her phone away and she goes, they're fine.
Yeah, good, good. Alright, so how are we going to get in here?
Alright, why don't one of you guys give me a boost and I will reconnoiter and get back to you.
Like over the fence?
Yeah.
Alright, come on. Put my hands down and... wait, is it a barbed wire fence?
No.
Okay, then we'll do that. If it was a barbed wire fence, I would suggest not doing that.
Not at an amusement park.
Alright, so...
For some reason, there are spoons on the fence.
How exactly are you guys doing this? Are you, like, lifting her up, or are you climbing, or...
I figured, like I said, he would give me a boost, and okay. I would just like...
I'm like holding my hand so she can step it.
So, yeah. I would say that's probably a tough roll from both of you.
Alright. Nope. I roll.
I don't think there's not enough spoons in this game.
Nope.
No?
I know what you're seeing.
I got a 5!
I got a 6.
Oh, man. Rather than being the teacups, there's spoons.
Okay.
It's the spoons.
Or cereal bowls.
No, because Tommy Wise said spoons.
Right, yeah. But no, the teacups is a perfect replacement for cereal bowls.
All right. Rhyming flying elephants, flying spoons.
No, with in the sludge pit, you ride down in spoons. There's another splashdown.
I'll tell you what.
Where you ride down spoons.
There
into
are
a bowl
just
of milk.
Like, in addition to the Menace mascot, there are just like. Big foam spoon guys running around.
Taking pictures.
And, like, boxes of cereal with faces.
So, yeah.
We both failed.
Okay. Do either of you want to use cred?
I'll use a cred to bump myself up to a...
She just steps on his shoulders.
Good thing there's no barbed wire. Otherwise, I would just put... Yeah. Here we go!
Ow.
Alright, so...
Ooh, that's a lot of blood.
So, Janet... You climb to the top, and how do you get down?
So how far is the fence?
It's
how high up?
You're like, so you get to the top, and you look down, and it's pretty far down, and it's got, like, it's not barbed wire, but it does have, like, that, like, overhang sort of thing.
Okay.
So you're kind of on that, and it's... gonna be pretty difficult for you to get down without dropping down. I mean, you could sort of worm your way over, but it's gonna be difficult to get to the, like, you got up and you're like, oh, huh.
Wow. So Janet, like, unzips the fanny pack that she's wearing, because of course, and she pulls out, like, a bungee cord tether that she hooks on to the fence, and then she starts rappelling down.
Okay.
But I bump myself up to a 7, so...
Right.
Or whatever the partial success, because it just bumps you up a level, not...
a number.
Yeah.
So what I'll tell you, so you get to the other side... but, you know, you're on the other side by yourself.
Right.
So that's the qualified success.
Okay.
Well, that was always the plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, still.
Okay.
All right. So in that case, I'm going
to... Try not to die!
I'm going to disconnect my my bungee cord from its little thing, and I'm going to pull it so that it, like, slingshots up and goes back over the fence.
You can just hook it to the fence so you can climb back.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I was going to, so that you guys could climb down, but you can climb down either way. So you're right. I'll stretch it out and hook it to the bottom of the fence. That way you guys have a way down.
I mean, we could always, like, reach through and unhook it.
Yeah. All right. I kind of pictured it was one of those privacy fences because it's a thing that they don't want you to see in the park, so you probably reach through.
Is it?
What?
A privacy fence or just a chain link fence?
It's a privacy fence.
Ah, okay. Well, never mind. Then we couldn't just reach through.
So it's got like those.
But I think you said you were going to scout, so I figured we weren't coming anyway.
Yeah, well, I the plan is you guys are coming eventually.
I guess.
So I'm going to take a look around the area, see if there's any security, cameras, or...
All right, so make me a sly roll.
Okay, sly is a D6. Not roll the rubber band. I got a 5.
We're doing great tonight.
Yeah.
Dice love us.
All right, so... You kind of stick your eye. You look like between the tiny little slats in the fence. You're like, I'll be back. And you bolt off in between two of the buildings, and you round a corner, and you smack directly into a giant spoon.
Okay.
And it turns around. What are you doing here?
I punch it in the face.
That's a tough roll.
Yeah.
Punch it in the stem.
What are you doing here?
Funny story. That's a 5 again. God damn it.
Alright, so you punch it in the
dice.
It is like a full on, like, it looks like a big plushy type cartoon character, but you punch it in the face, it's like punching a titanium wall. Take a stress.
Oh, what are you wearing in that thing?
You
have us for body armor for some reason. I don't know.
It starts to move at you. We must just... Dr. Nakamura says all organization members must die! And it's going to, like, lunge at you.
I wonder what Janet found. Probably nothing.
Yeah.
In that case, I'm gonna try to dodge it and then run away.
Deft.
Yeah.
All right. You want me to boost you over next?
Yeah, I guess so.
That is an 11.
Okay, so you describe what happens. It's an unqualified success.
All right. So I'm picturing that I slip through its arms. There's like I run back toward the privacy fence.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a
so
like
it a, lunges at you, yeah. and you slip right, you know.
I slip right out of its grasp, and then I turn and I bolt back toward the privacy fence, and it follows after me.
It's lumbering after you, going, identity known, Janet Porters, organization member. Must destroy. Must
guys,
destroy.
You guys, they made me.
Uh-oh. All right, here we go.
What?
All right.
I'm helping boost.
That's a tough roll from the both of you.
Come on, don't suck. I got a 10.
I got a 7.
All right, so... Alex, and so between the two of you, I'll say that it's an unqualified success. So what do you do?
So I'm going to say, Jamie, we do it a little better this time. So Floyd has his hand down, and Jamie takes a little bit of a running start. And when he puts his hand down onto the Floyd, like, lifts him up as Jamie jumps, and Jamie manages to just jump over the fence.
Okay.
And then Floyd looks at it and goes, crap.
So, Jamie, you vault over the fence, and you see me being chased by a spoon.
I'm gonna take the bungee cord, and I want to try and get it for him.
I think you just have to unhook it.
Was it unhook it? I thought I had to kind of like pull it down and have it go fly and fly back.
It's already taut. Just unhook it from the bottom and it will.
Oh, okay. So I unhook it.
Oh, good.
All right. So the bungee cord comes flying over. Are you going to do anything about this? The giant spoon man that's chasing after Janet.
Spoon.
Door. Spoon.
I'm gonna reach into my fanny pack.
Like the tick.
Spoon.
And I'm gonna reach in and grab a
fork.
A taser.
Okay. So if you're just attacking,
that's just when you spend gear.
I mean, you can say that you have a taser. Your roll would depend on how well you. So you take out a taser. That's a tough roll.
Mm-hmm. 8.
Okay. So what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to stop the running spoon from attacking Janet.
Okay. So.
It made the perfect sound. He's just like, come on, cookie.
So you go, Janet, get down! And Janet kind of ducks under your arm as you reach out, and you tase the robot. And the robot kind of starts. It starts to twitch, it looks like it starts sort of twitching in the other direction. It looks like you've stopped it for a second, because it's you're doing it to a mechanical thing, it feeds back and your taser shorts and kind of fizzles out in your hand.
Oh. Wait, that wasn't a person?
No.
Error.
It was a robot.
It's going to try to climb the fence.
That definitely wouldn't work.
Okay, that's definitely tough.
11.
All right. So you describe what happens.
Floyd wraps the bungee cord around his waist and just starts scaling the fence, like taking handfuls of the chain link. It just climbs over and jumps down on the other side.
Can I make a suggestion? So you guys turn around and the spoon has recovered. Recovery servos activating. Destroy. Identity known. Jamie Smith. Destroy. Destroy. And then Floyd just
lands. Okay, I didn't know. Yeah.
Floyd just lands on the robot.
Hey, that's a big spoon.
And it just... And you just land on it. And it just... It crashes to the ground and sparks. And, its arm goes flying off. And it just starts sparking in the corner of the... You know, toward the fence.
Oh, if you were in trouble, you should have said something.
All right. Well, they may know we're here. They definitely know who I am.
They know who I am.
Well, I mean, they know who we all are.
All right, so let's do this quickly then.
Yep, let's go. I'm just gonna drag the spoon like behind a bush or something.
Okay. there's a dumpster.
Okay,
I leave the dead taser there because it's no longer good.
You
put it in the dumpster.
You pick up the spoon and like you look at it. It goes, I don't touch. No, Floyd, David, Rip, Papish. Destroy!
I take the broken taser and just like smash it into the thing's face until it stops. All right, dumpster. Okay. Now let's find a door.
All right,
door.
We walk around shouting door until we find a door.
All right, so you guys walk off.
We're super stealthy.
Yeah.
We cut to
all of us in a jail cell. I don't know how they caught us. We were just looking for a door.
we cut to what do you call it? Sandra and Michelle are sitting they're standing in like a big it looks like a mad scientist laboratory with like bubbling beakers, and it looks pretty much like Madame Mutado's lab from the
previous
game. The there was two games ago.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
And they're standing there, and there's an actress dressed sort of like Madame Mutado, and she's, "Welcome to my laboratory, children."
Oh, I figured it would be an animatronic.
It's
robots.
It could be. Yeah, it's it's very lifelike, so they may think it's an actress.
Right. Okay.
Welcome to my laboratory, children. I am Madame Mutado. Come into my house of horrors.
Okay. Why did you want to go on this ride?
Because it's really funny.
All right, well, let's go. Is it one of those, like, sit in the cart and it goes through, or like, you have to walk through?
I feel like maybe it's probably easier if it's a sit in the cart thing.
Because I was thinking if it's a sit in the cart thing, they're like going through,
yeah,
and then their cart just like goes off on a sidetrack.
so yeah, that, exactly.
That's why it's animatronic.
Yeah, so they're going through the cart. What's something that they pass by, Ryan?
I feel like it's a mutant corn person. there's like a model of a city, and the corn person is giant, and it is like picking up a building and like dumping people into its open husk mouth.
Come on, monster corn, how stupid is that?
Yeah, that's pretty, and then all of a sudden, like, one just like jumps out from the side and like leans down. And, like,
I wasn't scared.
No, that was just stupid.
Yeah. The card is going, one of the robotic corn soldiers just kind of turns its head and looks directly at them. What's the next thing they pass, Will?
I don't know. I think that we got to include the CEO somewhere in this.
Boris?
Yeah.
Just fucking Tommy in a blank room. Oh, hi, girls!
They start clawing at the bar.
Are you ready for the next part of your ride, huh?
That guy's just creepy.
Yeah, that's legitimately scary.
And what's the next thing they pass, Alex?
It's a deep dive underwater, and there's like a giant squid that like looms down with tentacles, and they get like sprayed with mists of water. And sharks.
Mm-hmm. And then the
is it just a cart with two of them in it, or is it like a bunch of people?
It's like a train, and there's a couple.
So
of
you
carts.
Guys can see the cart ahead of you,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Have to do with cereal?
I like the idea of you watch the cart ahead of you like go around a bend, and then all of a sudden you're turning a different way.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I think our thing's malfunctioning. They're looking around.
Hello, and the cart just goes into like a tunnel. And
I like it's just like a void with a spotlight on you guys, and you're just there's blackness in all directions, and then it just stops.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, and then you just see, there's just a shadow and that giggling, and then it cuts back to,
And both girls scream.
Yeah.
That's the scream, huh?
And it just cuts back to the team.
I hope my entire family hasn't been kidnapped.
I'm sure they're fine. They would have called if they'd been kidnapped.
No, you know, there should be like it cuts to my cell phone or my belt clip, and it's just vibrating, and it says Michelle, and what the hell is that? And I said, oh, sorry, and I silence it.
Yeah. And you guys are sneaking.
Sorry. Really? I thought I had it on silent.
And then the camera just, it kind of zooms into the phone. It just says Michelle.
I hit the fuck you button. Just a voicemail.
Alright, so how, so, you guys are looking around, I guess that would be Deft.
All of us or just
Deft, one? Sly, Deft or Sly.
All of us or just one?
One of you.
I'll do it. I got a D8 in Deft.
I don't.
It's a good thing I rolled a 1 on my D8, so that's a 4.
Yeah,
How does this building not have any doors?
I don't know. Maybe they're concealed somehow.
There's not even a window.
Why do robots need a window?
They need doors. Unless they can phase through matter.
I mean, they're robots.
Do you think they can do that?
I hope not.
Just as you say that, three of them
phase through the wall.
So because you rolled a 4. So you guys are looking, and instead of you finding the
door finds us.
No, instead of you finding because it's not just a single building. It's like it's behind the fence, and it's like a bunch of buildings.
Yeah,
a bunch of offices or whatever. So you guys are in a warehouse. You think that, you know, maybe it's in there, and at the far end of the warehouse, a metal gate opens up, and Dr. Chapek is standing there.
So glad you could come, Miss Porters.
Dr. Chapek, alright, fuck it. Listen, you know who we are. You know why we're here.
Where's your secret lab?
Oh.
You want to see the secret lab, hmm?
Yep.
Why don't you come with me and I'll show you.
Oh, that's the thing.
Yeah.
That is freaky.
What thing are you talking about?
When your little robot body fucks up and you get that little...
There's nothing wrong with this body.
It's just like a robot on TV. That's how you can always tell. They always like...
Shut up. And he...
Somebody hit a nerve.
He snaps his fingers.
What nerves? He's a robot.
he snaps his fingers and like a half dozen you know, mascots, like a spoon and a big box of cereal, you know, they come
and a bowl,
you know, a bowl, they come walking in. Come with us.
Are you going to take us to the secret lab?
Well, that's what you asked for.
I mean, this spoon, this cereal bowl, and this cereal. Are you turning us into cereal?
No. I'm going to show you exactly what you want. I'm going to show you the robotics lab. And I'm going to show you... And you know what? Maybe I'll even bless you with the new prototype I've been working on. Haven't exactly worked out all the kinks yet, though. We'll see if it works.
New prototype of what?
A new robot body, of course. I'll download you into my... I'll download you into the CPU, and you'll exist as digital life.
Oh, nah, no thanks.
No, I don't want that.
Well, you can either come with me, or my men could kill you.
I mean, we're going to come with you, just don't want the other options.
How many are there?
About 6 or so.
You can't threaten us with your serial killers.
God damn it. Oh, I throw Janet at them.
I deserve this.
Do you actually?
No.
Do you say that, right?
Yes, I do.
Dr. Chapek closes his eyes.
That one I understand.
Get them, please.
It was funny.
And the robots start to move forward, and they're gonna basically grab you and take you with them.
I'm going to fight back. Wait, are we fighting back?
I think we should just let ourselves get taken. So they're going to take us to the secret lab.
Yeah. Right, but they're going to take us the bad way.
I mean,
Ryan rolled a 4, so that's why.
No, I know.
Instead of you getting the drop on them,
they got the drop.
I understand. I'm just asking you if we should fight back.
I think we should let ourselves get taken and go to the secret lab.
All right.
So then at least we reach our destination and we can fight back from there.
So I have an idea. So Floyd, just so you're not a pussy, you take a swing and you knock one of the robots back. And Dr. Chapek is kind of standing there motionless, and you turn and you say, "Everybody run!" And you guys turn around and you run to the other side of the warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
And you open the door, and standing on the other side,
oh my god, it's a purple snot.
Take them, Menace. And it just goes, okay, and it just jumps at you, and then it cuts to you guys. You guys are sitting tied to chairs in the robotic lab.
You know, it'd be nice if we had a full team.
Yeah, that would help. So this is where you do your crazy robot experiments.
Yes, I'm going to put this away for now.
It's a little bit gray. It's very gray in here.
I'm going to put this away for now, if you don't mind.
I mean, you really could use, like, a potted plant or something.
It's starting to overheat.
Well, there is one, but I think it's 8-bit.
Dr. Chapek puts himself in an alcove and just... And then you see there's, like, a pod on the other side of the room. And it opens up, and Dr. Nakamura comes out.
It's always difficult to come back to the flesh.
Holy crap, he turned himself into a tiny old man.
You're a very stupid man, aren't you?
Maybe.
So now you can see why I need to perfect my robotic body.
It's a very well-timed cough.
Yeah. This one's failing me.
Yeah, you look like shit.
Maybe it's about time it did.
Yes, well, I'm not exactly about to risk permanently downloading myself into the digital world until I'm sure it can work.
If you're so smart, aren't you sure it would work?
Any good scientist knows you never experiment on yourself.
Oh, yeah? Well, there's one thing you didn't count on.
What?
I'm going to try to break out of the ropes. See how it goes.
Make a tough one.
I hope you fail.
I got a 7, and now I'm going to spend a cred and bump that up.
Okay.
So the gear... So there's ropes, like around our wrists?
Yeah.
Okay. Floyd, like, flicks his wrist.
I mean, you have those shock lugs.
Well, yeah, I mean, those are good for just about every situation, but not this one. I can't, unless I could shock the ropes into dropping.
It's up to you.
No, what Floyd does is he flicks his wrists, his wrist, and you hear a... as this little saw blade like shreds his sleeve and then cuts the ropes open, then he reaches over and cuts the other rope and ha-ha!
Dr. Nakamura takes a couple of steps back. Stop him! A couple of robots are gonna try to stop you from escaping.
I am going to... try to... Who's closest to me? Is it Janet or...
Your choice.
Which one of you wants me to try... Wants to try to get... evens odds. It's a 3. So it's Will. So I'm just going to reach over and swipe the saw on Jamie's ropes on one hand. Just to free his hand.
That's a death roll.
Or I'm going to cut his hand off. We'll see. That's a 7.
You cut my hand.
Yeah, I mean, you do both. You don't cut his hand off, but Jamie takes stress.
I'm okay with that.
You just stabbed me.
You just swiped me with a running saw blade.
But you're free! Now get your ass out of the chair and free Janet!
Because you dealt with him, the robots who are moving on you, one of them is gonna just get a big bear hug behind you. Actually, Jamie, don't take a stress. That'll be the drawback, is that because you were dealing with Jamie,
you get caught.
The robot just kind of grabs you and puts you in a bear hug. If you want to free Janet, that's a death roll to do it quickly.
All right. And I got an 8.
Okay. It's gonna take you longer than you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
You can either basically, if you continue to untie her, you're gonna be leaving Floyd to fight the robots by himself, and one is going to get an attack on you, like, next turn, essentially. Okay,
so what should I do? My team here, what should I do? Should I free you? Should I free Janet? Or should I come after you,
Floyd? Well, if you don't free Janet, she's going to be completely useless.
Yeah, so you're kind of pulling at the ropes, and they're not coming undone.
Unless she can free herself.
They're not coming undone, and then you feel a cold hand on your shoulder. And then you feel the ropes start to come undone. So you can either
fight or
you can turn around and you can basically like you have a second to decide. You can turn around and try to get this thing off of you, or you can finish pulling the rope and undoing Janet.
I'm gonna finish pulling the rope and undo Janet.
Okay.
So there's three of us.
So in that case, the two of you make tough rolls as these robots, start to wrench you back.
6. 5.
Okay, both of you take a stress. You can at the end of the you can during the therapy scene, as they both do, like the so the. The one has you in a bear hug. Let's say it's a cereal box has you in a bear hug, and it's just squeezing you. You can't breathe.
You know, it'd be funny if a spoon grabs Jamie from behind, and then another spoon comes and they spoon with him.
Okay, that's a better idea.
I'm the metal spoon. I think I'm being spooned.
But Janet, you're free.
In that case, I'm going to. Does there look to be like a computer workstation or anything around?
Yes, there's a computer workstation behind Dr. Nakamura.
All right. In that case, I'm gonna try to push past him and get to it so that I can maybe hack these robots to stop killing my friends.
Okay, that's a death roll.
Okay. That's a 7.
All right.
I think I'm going to spend a gear.
You mean cred?
Yeah, I'm going to spend a cred. Let's see. Janet starts running towards Dr. Nakamura. And he gets ready to like pounce her, and she like clicks her heels together and rollerblades pop out of her shoes, mm-hmm. And then she weaves around him, and he falls over, and she breaks in front of the computer station.
So he's on the ground, and she's at the computer.
All right, so Floyd's being hugged by a big mm-hmm. cereal box. He's going to kick off of, like, the chair in front of him or something and try to knock it back cereal boxes probably aren't very good at standing up.
Okay, that's definitely deft.
Okay.
Six!
And, yeah, I'm going to spend a cred.
Okay.
Because I have...
box cutter.
It's a robot.
Yeah.
Does it have to be a piece of gear, or does could I just say, like, the chair's in a really good position?
I mean, it should be something that the organization has
given. Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily have to be gear, but it can be, like...
Fuck it, I've got a rocket shoes. So I push off the ground and also hit my heels together, and then there's a... as I get, like, an extra boost and knock it back.
Yeah, so you basically, you're on, it's still got you and it's in a bear hug,
mm-hmm.
but it's on its back now.
Okay.
And you're on top of it. So you're like laying on top of it and it's still, you know, it's got its arms around you.
This is nice.
Jamie, you're still being pressed.
Okay. He's okay with it.
What do you do?
This is how Jamie dies.
He craves affection. Unto death.
Oh.
Well, is there? Can I get my hands free?
How?
I don't know. Can I get my hands free?
So, okay, you're being crushed.
Okay.
Between
what
two
do
spoons.
You do?
I don't want to get crushed anymore.
Yes. Okay. So, what does Jamie do to stop being crushed?
He wants not to be crushed as hard as he can.
He wants to kind of move.
He's
not being crushed. So he wants to. Is it possible to use Sly to like get out of the situation by like I don't know? No, it's probably not Sly. It'd probably be.
Yeah, I don't think you're sneaking away.
Yeah,
from
I mean,
them.
You're not sneaking away from the things like, that are crushing you.
Like, can he like
look over there?
Get down low and get out.
So that would be.
Deft.
Yes, to make like a quick move and try to like slip away.
Yeah,
that would be deft.
Well, that's a no. That's a five.
You could spend cred.
I could. I'm running out of cred.
Well, it refreshes at the start of the next game.
Up to you.
You just won't have any left for this game.
Alright. How much cred do I start out with? Four?
Three.
Three?
Okay. Unless you had four.
I think I had four. Okay. Alright. Yeah, I use the cred.
Okay. So...
Your clothes are extra greasy.
So, describe... What boost does this cred give you? What gear? What, did the organization provide for you?
You know what? It was a good idea before, and I think it's a good idea now. I would say that I'm a big fan of the shock glove thing.
Okay.
I think I have shock gloves, and I think I'm gonna use them to get out of my situation to short circuit them.
Okay. Well, that makes the drawback easy. They're metal robots that are crushing you, and you're shocking them, so you take a stress.
Yes, I'll take a stress for that. Well, how does he get to five?
It's when you get to six.
How does he get to five?
Nothing. Are you at five?
I'm at five, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. One away from being taken out.
So,
is it when you get to six, or when you are at six, do you take another stress?
No, when you're at six, you get written out, because this is... Because this is black humor, when you do the serious version of Deniable, you get killed.
No, I didn't know if it was when you get to six or when you like you take more, but you can't.
But for black humor, you just sort of get written out of the episode.
Gotcha.
So you know you.
Gotcha.
All right. So. So yeah, you shock them. They start they start twitching and they let you go. But you're twitching as well because you just tased yourself.
Yeah, well, I couldn't think of any way to get out of that.
Alright, Janet, you're,
You're at the computer. What are you doing?
I'm going to try to hack this workstation that these robots stop killing my friends.
That's death.
I like that.
All right. Let's try this. Don't worry, guys. I'll see if I can shut them down.
Could you?
And I'm 13.
Okay.
So I get into the system, and I do one of those movie hacking moves where I just sort of like fingers blaze across the keyboard. There's code like going by on the screen, as you think, and that should do it. I hit the enter key, and all of the robots in the room just shut off.
Yeah. So Floyd, you're lying on top of this robot. And, you know, you start to feel, like, you start to go red as this thing is just squeezing you, and you're...
You feel your ribs popping.
And then, it just powers down. It's still got its arms around you, but it's powered down.
That's an improvement! I'm gonna try to force the arms off of me!
Yeah.
Do I have to roll, or...?
No.
Okay.
All right, now, tiny old man.
Hey, you don't want to hurt me?
Nope.
So, why don't you just let me go?
Well, first we need the files from your little robot experiment.
Yes, but don't you think we should... test it out first?
Nope. We just want the files.
Well, I insist we test it out first.
And then he presses a button on... he's got, like, a ring, and he presses the button. And you see these doors open up. And you see that there are three chairs.
Okay.
Mike and Michelle and Sandra are sitting in the chairs, and they have these like big like helmets strapped to their heads with electrodes.
Make sure it just pans from like Sandra, she's terrified. Michelle, she looks terrified but also ticked off. And Mike is just he's got his phone in his hand. He's just yes. Really, Mike? Really?
Oh, hi, honey.
Now, do you think I should test this contraption on them or on one of you?
Can I just, like, kick him in the hand?
You're not close enough. He would push the button before you got the chance.
All right, stop, stop. I'll do it. I'll test the machine.
Is it a wireless remote?
Yeah.
You say we can pull anything out of our bags, right? It's when you make a roll.
You make a roll and you need something to help you.
Okay.
So where do I sit? Also, what are you putting me into?
He stands up.
I thought I'd give you a choice of a few different models. As for where you should sit,
he points. There's like a big throne on the other side of the room, and it's, you know, it's got a big helmet.
All right,
just sit there. You, Floyd, fasten her in.
All right, come on.
Floyd goes over, but I try to purposefully leave her wrist restraints a little loose.
Now,
is he too busy looking at these two?
You can make a sly roll to try to not
be noticed. Yeah, I'm going to try to make a sly roll to not be noticed.
Okay.
That is a no. That's a no.
What did you roll?
I rolled a 3.
Okay.
Stay where you are, Mr. Smith, or my finger might slip.
Yeah, so I Floyd, like, lowers the thing on her head and puts the I'm assuming there's wrist restraints.
Yeah.
But just, like, loops them around and doesn't tighten them.
Right. Janet calls over to her. Are you okay, girls? Mike?
Oh, I'm fine. Fine, honey.
What is this crazy guy doing?
Mom, what's going on?
He's just a mad scientist. He's trying to download you into robot bodies. It's okay. Mommy's taking care of it.
What?
Mike, go back to your fantasy football.
I'm done.
Cool.
What? That is really, it's actually really cool.
It's not cool, Michelle. It's terrifying. Mommy has got this.
It's a little bit of both, Mom.
I mean, this is the coolest ride I've ever seen.
this is intense. Like, this is interactive.
Dr. Nakamura. In fact, Mr. Smith, why don't you tie yourself up?
Tie myself up?
Yes.
What kind of theatrics is that?
You're right. I'll get one of the menace to do it. And he pushes a button on the computer desk, and a door opens up, and a big, you know, purple menace.
What? Hey, wait. Dude, it's okay. I'll just sit here.
And he walks over to Jamie and starts to tie Jamie up.
Now, Miss Portis, I've got several models for you to choose from.
He starts typing.
Tired again. Great. This is awesome.
Typing things into the computer, and you see different models go across the screen.
I'm gonna try and slide my way out of the ropes.
What kinds of robots are they?
Alex, what's the first model that is shown?
Are they like humanoid robots, or are they like other stuff?
Yeah, I would say humanoid.
I got it.
Okay. I'll get to you in a second.
It's just like it's like the first prototype, so it's just like white plastic on the outside. Like, it doesn't have like fake skin or anything. Mm-hmm. It's like an iPod based. Like, it's just like white and just no hair or anything, no expressions, just a plastic face that can't move.
It stands out a little bit, but it's a classic.
That's gonna be my body?
Not if you don't want it to. Let's go to the next one.
It's one of the spoons.
No.
No, what's wrong. Just
that wasn't. You're right. The dimensions are all wrong.
What's the next one, Will?
It's a replica of Tommy Wiseau.
Oh,
of course.
You could look like the boss. How about that?
Sure. Why not? Let's go for it.
Really? Him?
Just go with it.
All right. You at least have a woman.
I kind of see the side of his computer. Then the next one looks like they come turtles.
Well, just a little bit of reprogramming.
All right. So
Krang.
So Will, you said you rolled an 8?
Yeah.
Alright, so you have managed to untie yourself, but the menace is standing right there.
Yeah.
In order for you to get, you need to find a way to get past the menace, because it didn't see you untie your ropes, but if you get up, it's going to figure it out. So, like,
Have ropes. Can I tie up the menace?
It would be really difficult for you to sneakily tie up the menace.
To sneak from right in front of it, right, to behind it.
Basically what's going to happen is if you stand up right now, menace is going to make a noise, and then Dr. Nakamura is going to push the button and download her family into digital life forms.
Just sit tight there, Jamie. I've got this. Okay?
All right. So, do you have a plan, Ryan? You want him to download you?
No. So this is what I'm going to do. When he presses the button, I've established that I've got the necklace with Dr. Sludge in it.
Oh.
I'm gonna hold up the little thing that he's trapped in into the I'm picturing it's like one of those like one of those like cones that yeah. like, slides down over your head. So I'm gonna like duck my head out and hold that thing up.
Okay.
So that Dr. Sludge gets uploaded.
Can you do impression of Tommy Wiseau doing Dr. Sludge?
I'm gonna try. Alright, so make me a sly roll.
Okay, my sly is a d6. Come on, dice. Yep, that's an 11.
Alright, so you do exactly that.
Yes, I think you're going to make a fantastic, vaguely Eastern European creep.
And he hits execute.
Meanwhile, says we're sick at New Orleans.
And then you just take the glass globe and you stick it into the cone. And then you all sorts of like arcs go off, and there's all this energy discharging, and
there's a little bar personality upload.
Yeah. And then on the other side of the room, a sliding metal door slides upward with a hiss, and out of the smoke steps forward Forrest Kovalchik.
You fucked up.
What? Boris just lurches forward and grabs Dr. Nakamura by the throat and lifts him up and tears away the his ring. It goes clattering on the floor. Yeah, that's the button that has your kids.
Yeah, I'm gonna get out of my ropes and go pick that up and release their restraints.
Yeah. Well, maybe I won't be able to get my revenge on this guy, huh? But I can sure fuck you up.
Wait! Don't kill him yet. Where are the files?
They're in the computer.
Oh, all right. Okay, you can kill him now.
And he just...
The files are in the computer.
he just throws him across the room. First, I'm going to have a little fun with him. Okay, Hideki? You thought you were so big, but you're just a little chicken. Cheep, 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 cheep. And he stalks him. What? I don't... And he looks over at you, and you're just standing there with the ring. What did you do?
You wanted an upload. I gave you an upload.
Meet Dr. Sludge.
You remember Dr. Sludge? He sure remembers you.
By the way, I think it's perfect. And then he just starts beating the crap out of Dr. Nakamura, who just starts screaming.
Oh, wait, I brought the USB drive. Where did I put... Oh, there it is.
It's under your hat.
Yeah, what? Oh,
yeah. I'm gonna... how the fuck was... Which button?
Meanwhile, Jamie's still sitting there. The men are still standing over him. Can't move. They're doing all that.
So you go over and you un
yeah. You're gonna, okay, girls. Now, mommy's working right now. So wait quietly in the corner with your father and stepfather while we sort this out.
Wait, your father and oh right, it's yeah okay.
Mom, are you a spy?
Honey, it's really best if you don't ask these questions.
Honey, do you okay, see? But, you don't see an interactive thing right now.
Okay, it's but mom,
super cool.
Are you a spy? Yes, sweetie, mommy's a spy. It's so fucking cool. Yes, it is.
Are you gonna
go over and stand in the
corner?
You're
not gonna yell at your daughter for saying fucking.
No. Now go stand in the corner, or you won't get hurt. Don't swear.
So Floyd downloads the files from the computer. I think we need to destroy these.
And I think that's it, right?
Dr. Nakamura goes flying across the room into the computer.
Uncle Floyd? I have a giant purple monster behind me that once I move, it's going to kill me.
Now, see, you could have just given us the files and avoided all this unpleasantness.
Stop him. He's insane.
Like you're not.
I mean... Yeah. I'll give him like another 5 minutes. I step away. Hey, big purple monster, fuck off. Go help your boss.
You look over and we'll say that the I forgot about the menace. The menace and Tommy Wiseau and Tommy Wiseau Sludge are battling it out.
Okay.
Take this, huh?
I always hated these things, huh?
I think our work here is done.
Yeah, I'd say it's time to go. Mike, kids, come on. Let's...
Honey, I will never argue with you again.
Good.
Let's go, kids. We're leaving.
That was our mission, right?
Yeah.
Get the files and destroy them.
Get paid.
Alright, so you guys leave. We'll cut to
We go outside and there's just screams all over the park as all the mascots that are walking around is like and start like smoking.
Yeah.
Kids are screaming.
Yeah. The Ferris wheel is just spinning
fast. Giant boxes of cereal are bursting into flames. Well, that went well.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here before the park blows up.
Yeah.
Or one of us gets killed.
Or both.
Can we say the last shot is us walking out of the theme park and the Ferris wheel just starts rolling away?
Those poor people.
Yeah.
Alright, so we'll cut to the diner. Mrs. Somerville sitting there with her tea.
Well, I was very impressed. But it was a very successful mission.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Somerville. It's always good to be praised for one's work.
Yes, well, as I said, I do want to establish trust between us. I know that I'm not always the most easy person to get along with. I do hope that our working relationship can be one of mutual respect and professionalism.
Well, we can certainly try.
To show that there are no hard feelings, I have decided to offer you all a bonus for a successful mission.
Well, that's very kind.
Thank you.
So, question. If we spend cred to reduce stress, does that come from our total cred or, like, our temporary? Like
total cred.
All right, so, okay. I need to.
So, basically, you refresh.
That's right. So, we go up to 3. She gives us 4. And then I would spend 1 that would bring it back down to 3.
Yes.
And then if I spend another 1, I'd go down to 2 total credit.
Forever.
Yeah, all right. I'm doing this. I'm at 4 stress. And
all right, she gives us more cred.
Yeah, so you guys all basically have 4 cred. And you can spend as much of it as you want. But at this point, when you spend cred, it goes away forever.
And we can't spend it at the beginning of next game to lower our stress.
Right.
Okay. So if I use 2 cred right now, I get sort of how much stress?
1 for 1.
Yeah. So you would lower yourself. You would get rid of 2 stress, but then you would go down to 2 cred, and you wouldn't refresh to 3. Now your cred refresh is 2.
Oh.
It's a permanent. It's you permanently lower your cred. Now that 4th cred is never is always a temporary cred.
What about just seeing a psych?
That's what the cred represents.
Oh. Okay. Shoot. All right, well, I'm going back down to 3.
So
what's your stress at?
It was at 5.
So you're just going down to 4?
No, he's spending 2.
Spending 2.
And lower his credit 1.
So now that means
if you're going down to 3, you can't.
What do you mean?
He's up to 4.
Five stress.
Right.
Minus 2 cred.
But you said you're going down to 3, so you'd be going down to 2 cred.
No, no, he's going down to 3 stress.
Oh, okay. I thought he meant 3 cred. I'm sorry.
I think I'm going to... Well, I'll do that next time. I think I'm going to... I've only ever spent 2 cred, so I think I'm going to lower my cred permanently and bump my tough to a D6.
Oh, and good news. She types onto her... laptop.
Are we in the diner?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And up on the TV screen, you see Dr. Nakamura. He's dragging himself towards the throne.
I must get myself into a body. This one's fading.
He pulls himself up onto the throne. He sits there. He puts the helmet on.
Goodbye, flesh body. Hello, immortality.
And he hits a button. How does it backfire to kill him?
Oh, to kill him?
I just say it makes his head explode. He presses the button, his electrical surge, and he goes...
I feel like...
Your spanner?
I feel like... Oh, so the...
That's spanners?
The... it just... The helmet lights up and, you know, you start to see, like, the energy get pulled from his body. And he's laughing and he's smiling. And, you know, he just starts to glaze over. And you see the energy sort of flow through the tube. And it goes into the computer system and it just says, error, error. you see, like, his digital face on the screen.
Scanner.
And his face just screams as it just starts to, like, fizzle away. And then the computer just kind of sparks and then shuts down completely.
That was creepy.
And then it's just a close-up of him just sitting, like, glazed over completely on the throne. And, like, drool is... coming down his his chin.
That was intense.
So, there's only 2.
3.
You don't know about Natasha.
She was at the museum.
Oh, right. So you only have 3 nemesis to deal with. The big man himself and his 2 lackeys. I think we might take them down.
Are you up for it? I mean, that's what we're here for.
Yeah. Get some rest.
What happened to Dr. Sludge?
Well, we don't know.
He's on the land.
We don't know. The body that he was in, it got away. So there's a loose end. I'm sure we'll deal with that at some point in the future.
Nah.
Maybe.
That won't come up again.
Get some rest. It's gonna be a hard one next time.
It's gonna be a hard one.
So you mean it's not gonna be a day at the park?
Oh, so we should probably have a full team.
Yes. We'll wait until Mr. Ravioli's recovered.
Cut to hospital.
Yeah, that's back to the hospital.
And one more thing.
So you're leaving, and you get a call from your phone rings, and you look, and it says Bitman.
Ah, yeah, I answer it.
Did you break it again?
Yeah. Hey, John.
Hello. I have the answer you're looking for.
John.
Those files.
John. Theatrics, man.
Yeah. Don't need to do it on the phone. I analyzed your audio or whatever the hell. You want the answer or not?
I do.
I'm thinking it's genuine.
Okay. It's on the level.
It's on the level?
Yeah.
Can't be.
Looks like this conversation wasn't tampered with. Which is really, like, difficult for me to say because it was a conversation between a guy and fucking Static.
That's weird.
I know, but it doesn't...
But for some reason you all understood the Static.
But it's dry audio. It hasn't been touched at all. Hasn't been edited at all.
Could there be a way to make something like this look real and not... And, still be fake?
That's not a thing. It's... What I'm telling you is that this hasn't been tampered with. I don't know the context of it. It's just a conversation between a guy with an English accent and Static, but... It hasn't been touched. It hasn't been faked.
Huh. Okay. Well, thank you, man.
Yeah, anytime.
I'll Venmo you the fee.
Yeah. Thanks much.
You look, as you hang up the phone, you look up and Mrs. Somerville is just standing in the window. And she just tips her head at you and raises her glass, her cup of tea.
Which is, anytime you need the services of Bitman.
Yeah, man. Have a good day. I'll cover your shift next week.
And,
So you guys get into your separate cars. You get into your van. Was that a secret spy meeting, Mom?
Yes, it was, dear. Don't ask about the secret spy meetings. Mommy doesn't want you to end up as a loose end.
So as you guys drive away, it cuts back to the diner, and Mrs. Somerville is looking on her laptop at the plans.
And she closes a Google tab. How to convincingly edit audio.
No, I'm thinking that it was genuine, but I don't know. We'll
it's out of context.
Yeah.
So we don't know.
So she's sitting there.
Maybe white noise is the trigger.
And she clicks on a link and you know, a screen pops up and there's sort of a shadowy figure on the other end. Well, we have the plans. We should be able to make the transition into new bodies any day now. I hope you're ready. And then she it just cuts to behind her. And she touches the behind her ear, and you just see, like, you hear, like, this, like, hydraulic sound.
In the diner?
Yeah. It's not a... Nobody's in the diner.
Oh, okay.
She just pushes a button, and just, like, you hear this, like, hydraulic sound, and then you see, like, the back...
opens?
Yeah, just, like, from behind. And then that's the end.
Bum, bum, bum!
All right, so that was the end of episode 5. What do you guys think?
It was good.
Yeah, I had fun.
Yeah, I'm excited for next week.
I'm glad that I have that I was able to force you to do a Dr. Sludge comedy song.
Any thoughts? Anything you'd like to see more of, less of? Any thoughts on where this is going, or what you'd like to see
more? Will.
I want to see more of my family because I really enjoy that dynamic, and now that they know that I'm a spy,
that'll be good.
I don't know if Mike knows you're a spy.
No, yeah. Mike totally thought it was a ride.
Yeah. Just super.
Mike is so convinced it's an interactive. Like, he's actually denying. He's in denial that you're a spy. He thinks it's impossible. It was just a very interactive ride that you set up for us.
I feel like Sandra's going to try to ignore it.
And Michelle's going to be like, my mom is so cool, she's bi.
Sandra's going to try to ignore it because that's going to mean that her mom, that her stepmom's a freak and like that's a complication she doesn't need in her life.
Yeah.
And Michelle is going to embrace it and love it.
Jay walks to the door. How was working at the Starbucks in whatever town that it was.
All right. So, before we go, do you have any final will thoughts?
Cake is delicious.